A few months ago, we looked at how life might change for residents of Tyndall Heights once the public housing project in Macon, Georgia is demolished. Now, people in the first block slated to be torn down have largely moved to make way for new senior housing. I met one of the last to leave the block, Kenny Howell Jr., on his last day in Tyndall Heights, as he was moving his girlfriend and their three kids.
Really, we're supposed to be moved, because as you see, really ain't nobody left on this little sitch. They made it seem like that they want us to move in an apartment, but we don't want no more apartment. This is our first apartment. This is going to be the last apartment. It's me, my girl, and my two little boy, and my newborn.
Everything must go. You get out of?
Yeah.
You sure? Yeah, I like this over here. So for life.
Nice high though. Yeah. It got a gate around it. Big high 3-bedroom, 2 baths, 2 full baths at that. Carport. And we can have dogs though. Can't have no dogs out here.
$40 truck. And they ain't even got it running where it supposed to be. If somebody come and spend $40, it should be running. They should be able to get in there, crank it up, put the stuff on the truck, crank it up, on, and turn the truck back in.
Feel good.
Real good at that.
Real good.
Real good. Cause like I say, we ain't never 20. I was just saying, how we gonna get that up now? We can't get it up like that.
We out of here. We out of here. Hopefully it gonna be today. We gone today. Gone today.
That was Kenny Howell Jr. moving out of the Tyndall Heights housing project in Macon, Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.